Well, first of all, before I get into Braden Coburn, I think the hardest things about this job, if I was going to say the two hardest days, are the day, final cut day at the beginning of the year and trade deadline day. Can't say enough about Goody and Cons. It's obviously a little tougher for me because Goody and I came into pro hockey together, and Connell was a year later. So they were great guys for our organization, and they're great people. So they were huge contributors to our team, our growth, and where we are today. And I think the problem, well, it's not a problem, when you trade for a top four defenseman in this league, you have to give something up. And we had to give up pieces of our puzzle that have brought us to where we are today to move ahead and I guess be better now and in the future. So, you know, Cobes is a big man that can skate. He can make that first pass. He's a veteran D in the league. He's got games under his belt. He's played against the best lines. I watched him really close. He'll play the Rangers the other night, who to me are a top five team in this league, and he was playing against the best lines. He was neutralizing them. He did everything you want in a strong defending defenseman. And the other thing we can't look past is the fact he's played in the playoffs before. He's made deep runs. He's been there, and right along the lines of Foyle and Strawman and Morrow and all these guys, Callahans, that have made runs in the playoffs, we haven't made a run. A lot of our kids their playoff run lasted four games, and to have more of these guys that have that, can't say enough about that. And he's something we needed, and we're glad we got him. Boy, was that ever a long-winded answer. Are we up? Is time up yet? We got a couple more minutes.
Do you think you're one of the top five teams in the league?
Ask the other coaches that. I can't answer that question.
Did you get a call at 1 o'clock in the morning?
Are you better than you were yesterday?
Well, I hope that, yeah. As a coach, you're never satisfied. Sometimes you think you're a top five team. Sometimes you think you're a bottom five team. So just ask me the day. No, like I said, we're a better team today than we were when the season started. We're a better team today than at Christmas time. The other thing is there's a lot of other teams in the league, too, that are better than when they were. So do I believe we're a playoff-caliber team? I do. So I'll leave it at that.
Did you get a 1 o'clock wake-up call like everybody else? Or
On
Sunday, Monday morning, I guess, Sunday night?
There wasn't there was no wake-up call needed. It was just a stay-up call.
So already
wait
up.
For the call, yeah. Yeah, we never really thought about that. We could never do that at noon. We have to wait.
How does bringing in one guy like that who can eat minutes, can play top roles, just change a whole dynamic of your blue line?
Well, first of all, we don't really want to change a whole big part of our team. Like we said this from the very beginning, we're not blowing up this team. We like what we have. So to add a piece here, a piece there, it wasn't going to be. We weren't looking for rentals. We were looking for somebody that was going to help us not only this year but in the future. You know, Braden signed for another year. That was a big part for us, is we didn't want to lose somebody in the summer. But can there be tweaks in our team? I think so. And we've proven we can score in this league. I know goals are never guaranteed, but ultimately I'll take our chances with our group and scoring some goals. Our issue has been keeping them out of the net. And I think, you know, I look back at some of the way we played. We haven't given up a ton of scoring chances, but the ones we've given up have been juicy ones. And we want to make a run. We have to defend better. So when we can bring those type of guys in that have been there before, I just think it makes everybody just a little bit taller. And so, no pun intended, by the way. But we've got him, and then you got to think Matt Carl at some point is going to come back here, you know, hopefully in the next week or two. All of a sudden now we've just gotten not much deeper on D, and ask any GM in the league, you can't have enough defensemen. And that's what we need, and that's what we got.